flee youthful lusts, fight the devil. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse number 22. Flee also youthful lusts, but follow righteousness, faith, charity, peace, with them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart. The Bible gives us very specific instructions for dealing with two very deadly things. The first is youthful lusts. And just what are they? Well, time does not permit us to go through all of them, but I'll give you a short list, and I have a sermon coming that will list it, all of them, or the bulk of them. Pride. The first and worst of all is pride. I really do believe that most of our troubles and all of our other sins stem from our pride. God says He hates a proud look. Ambition is a wonderful thing, but it can also be a vice to a Christian man. A desire of preferment or of honor, a desire of excellence or superiority. It denotes also an inordinate desire of power or preeminence, often accompanied with illegal means to obtain the object. So then to claw ahead and step on everyone's head, walk on anyone you can for the lust of power and preeminence. This is a wrong sense of ambition and a warning for a youthful man not to give in to. Nothing wrong with the desire to excel, but when it becomes inordinate and sets the affections to lusting, it is sin and wrong. And men are told to flee it. Immoderate hilarity is another one. Amusement, laughter that is inordinate. Giddiness. Boyish humor that takes over a man, a young man. Flee pride, rashness, and impulses of a young man. Any inordinate affection, and any things as well that would lead to that. So we are told to just flee those things, not to struggle with them. I hear so many people say that I'm struggling with this. Well, man, don't struggle with it. Flee it. Run from it. Nothing to struggle with. Nothing to fight with. Run from it. Flee from it. But on the contrary, we are told to fight the devil. We are not told to flee from him. We are told to fight him. I think sometimes we do the opposite. We try to fight with sin instead of fleeing from inordinate and dangerous passions. We tend to fight with them. And we could be taken by sin's sway, trapped. I've seen myself trapped over the years in fighting and squabbling with others in foolish and unlearned questions that only lead to anger and strife and warm the passions. When if we would just avoid those matters that really have no bearing on us or none of our business, victory would come and we would not be trapped. Fight Satan. Don't flee from him. Don't run from him. When he or his kingdom comes to attack you, fight him. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. He is the one that is set to the flight, not you. Why is it that God's people are set to fear and flight against the tempter? No, no, no. This must never be. When he is attacking, our minds must be not passive, but we must fight him with all that we have from the Word of God. We must never give in to his temptations, nor his agitations, nor his suggestions. But stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the gospel of peace, sword in hand, shield of faith up, which is able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Stand your ground, man. Stand your ground. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Send him to flight today. By the glory of Jesus' name, he will flee from you when your armor is on, when your shield is up, when your sword is out. With all prayer and supplication, he will flee from you. Don't flee from him. Set him to flight. Set his emissaries to flight today. So then, flee youthful lusts, but fight the devil.